In Ephesians 2, verse 11, Paul tells us to remember. He calls us to remember. He proclaims God's grace in salvation. And he says, therefore, remember. I think it's good sometimes to be reminded. Reminded of who we are, who we were, where we came from. He says, remember that you were separated from Christ. Remember that you were alienated from Israel. Remember that you were strangers to the covenants of promise. Not part of God's chosen people. You were an outsider. You were an alien. You were a stranger. You were separated from the promised Messiah. It says, having no hope. You ever been in a position, in a circumstance where you have no hope? Absolutely no hope. No hope that things will turn out okay. No hope that things could possibly get better. I've been through some difficult circumstances, but there's always been at least a glimmer of hope. This says where we were, there was no hope. No hope. We had no hope and we were without God. Atheists, without God in the world. No relationship with God other than that His wrath was toward us because we deserve the wages of our sin, which is death, separation. Remember, therefore. Here's the beautiful thing. Here's the good news. And these are two beautiful words in the scripture. Ephesians 2:13, but now. So often we see that there is bad news. The prospects are grim. There is no hope. There is no hope, but God. Life breathed out through the scripture, but when there is no hope, God. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. We had no hope, but now, Jesus brought hope, brought life, brought peace, brought reconciliation. We're brought near. How? Well, it cost Him. It was by His blood that we were brought near. It is by the blood of Jesus poured out on our behalf as a sacrificial lamb that took my place, that I can now have a right relationship, a restored relationship, a relationship of love and friendship and worship with the holy, righteous God of the universe. It's because of the blood of Jesus that I have been without hope, now brought near, and now filled with a hope that is unquenchable. It's good to remember. It's good to remember who we once were. And treasure what we've been given freely by grace as a gift. I'm going to invite the deacons to come. We'll give thanks for the bread that represents the body of Jesus broken for us, the juice that represents His precious blood spilled at the cross to wash us clean from our sins. We'll worship Him together. We'll give thanks. Father, thank You. Thank You for when we were against You, when we were without hope, You rescued us. You changed our hard hearts. Turned us toward You. Jesus, you paid the price, that awful price, your own blood gushing out at the cross, your life given as a sacrifice, so that we could live. Holy Spirit, thank you for awakening in our hearts an affection for Jesus that wasn't there before. We were without God and without hope, and Spirit, you came in and changed our hard hearts and allowed us to see Jesus for who he is, to turn, to worship, to receive a free gift. Thank you for this bread and this juice that reminds us of who we once were, but who we now are in Christ, loved, accepted, chosen, redeemed, set free. Thank you for bread and juice in Jesus' name. Let's remember together. Let's comprehend together the great love of Christ for us. Let's treasure together the great gift that we've been given. Father, thank you. Jesus, thank you. Spirit, thank you for who we are, for what you have given us in Christ Jesus. We remember who we once were, and we remember what it cost, and we are amazed afresh at your great love for us. His body broken for you. Take and eat. His blood spilled for you to wash away your sins. Drink.